We have Amanda Gross here. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
And also we've got Truverette Fleming here as well. And let's learn about each of you. Let's start with you, Amanda. What can you tell me about yourself and why you're here?
I don't know.
Explain yourself.
I'm a musical theater major at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. I recently graduated last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was our commencement speaker at graduation.
Nice. What did you talk about?
I talked about how special our school was. I talked about some memories, some things that as graduates we'll always remember about our school. About our principal and now CEO, like, going around to every classroom and wishing us a good morning and to have a good day and all kinds of good stuff, and the shows that we do and the different events we have for different majors at our school.
So you're 18?
I'm 17.
17?
I should be 18.
Well, you will be soon.
Yes, a couple months.
What are you off to now with high school behind you?
In the fall, I'm going to attend the University of Michigan for musical theater.
Terrific. Is that, I'm trying to remember, is that Ann Arbor?
Yeah, Ann Arbor.
Okay. You've been there, I'm sure, and that's a pretty vibrant area.
Yeah.
When did you know you wanted to do musical theater, and how did you hone your skills in addition to Lincoln Park?
Well, I joined Lincoln Park in the eighth grade, but that wasn't really when I knew. I just kind of was doing it as a theater major to just do it because I thought it was fun. And then with all the training at the school, it just kind of came gradually that I wanted to pursue it after college. And I guess sophomore year is kind of when I kind of knew that I should start moving toward a career in theater and auditioning for theater colleges and stuff like that.
Now, Lincoln Park is a charter school.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty unique one because it's focused on arts and arts education. Do you want to explain what a typical is, if there is one, but what a day might be like at Lincoln Park?
Yeah, of course. So basically, everybody's buses. We have busing for. It's very generous. They bus people from as long as 2 hours away to get to our school, and we get there from 8 to 8:30, and then classes begin at 8:45. And we get there at the cafeteria, and then we walk to class. And for juniors and seniors, it looks like you have arts classes in the morning for the first half of the day, which for a musical theater major would be a dance class and a theater, like an acting class or a singing class. And then you'd have lunch, and then in the second half of the day, it would be academic classes like math and science and stuff. But for freshmen and sophomores, it would be swapped. So
I see. So that's great. So your instructors are able. That's actually really good. So do you see the same math instructor through multiple grades because of the way that's done? Do they loop at all?
You can. We have a very large faculty of both academic and arts teachers. And you can, it depends on which classes they teach, of course, but you can sort of follow through with certain teachers, but certain ones are masters at certain things. So
this is Amanda Gross representing Lincoln Park Performing Arts High School. When you addressed your graduating class, roughly how many people were you looking at?
It was 127, I think, which was like our class was the original seventh grade class, because we originally, when the first school opened, it was only high school students, and then they gradually added eighth grade and then seventh grade. And the first year they added seventh grade was our class's first year, and they started with like I want to say, I could be completely wrong. I want to say like 20 some, 30 some kids. So it's
wow.
since grown since then.
So it's grown. So you're one of the hearty ones that were there from the very, very beginning.
Close to the beginning, yeah.
Let's bring True Brett Fleming into this. True, tell me about yourself and how you fit in.
Sure. So I'm a local professional actor. I've been in Pittsburgh since 2010. I moved here originally to go to Point Park University, where I got my theater training. I went there as an acting major who sang, got a MT minor. So I was exposed to a lot of the industry standards in theater through my college. And it was after I graduated from there that I just kind of pursued it here in Pittsburgh. It's brought me internationally. It's brought me cruise ships. It's brought me regional theater. It's brought me lots of things. So it's exciting now to be at a point where, as a professional, I get to do a show with high school students who basically are trained like I was in university. You know, they get such great training there, and we're putting on this show that's mixed with students and professionals, and it's amazing. It really is amazing.
A couple background things. First, where did you come from to come to Pittsburgh?
I actually moved here from Florida. I'm not from there originally, but I moved here. I went to high school down there. And, after high school, I decided to come up to Pittsburgh. I knew nothing about Pennsylvania, and here I am 8 years later.
I'm glad you've stayed here. And that was another question I had. When you came to Pittsburgh, did you think you would be staying in Pittsburgh?
To be honest, I can't say that I did. I mean, I didn't have any exit plan after college, per se. I just, I came, I knew I was getting my degree, and that was that. And I kind of fell into a career here. And it's kind of ironic because one of the first professional shows that I ended up doing in Pittsburgh was here. It was Dora the Explorer. We did for 3 months here with...
Was that here at the Children's Museum? Now I know why I recognize you.
Okay.
This was about 3 years ago or so. We did some of the live sound support for that. Who did you play in that?
I played Benny the Bull.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a fun adaptation of that play. Actually, you just anticipated my next question because you mentioned cruise ships and plays and now Dora. I think that folks who aren't actors don't necessarily know that actors have a lot of little niches that their work can fit into that you might never ordinarily expect. And I was curious if either of you could talk about those. Cruise ships need performers,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. So there are a lot of auditions and a lot of companies that come to Pittsburgh anyways to audition actors, singers, dancers, everything. And one of the opportunities that I was afforded was to be a cruise ship singer for 7 months out in the Mediterranean. So that was pretty exciting. I mean, whether you're an actor, a singer, a musician, cruise ships, Broadway, regional theaters, bands, anything. I mean, you can find a spot anywhere to, utilize your art and to be a performer.
And adding on to that, I know just from my experience at my school, they give their students such a great opportunity for dabbling in other things. For theater majors especially, we have theater majors who regularly, as students, like assistant direct shows. I was able to assistant direct a show this year with one of my acting teachers. We have students who regularly assistant stage manage for shows, learning about that side of the business. And through our media department as well, you have them like holding auditions for short films, like student-run short films, where you have media students directing and writing and filming, and you have theater students in front of the camera like acting and learning about film as a part of their like curriculum. So you have a lot of opportunity for taking different classes, learning different things.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. I think some people think that it could be very risky to follow their heart and do this, and don't understand that if it's your passion, it's probably worth following.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is that there are opportunities to do things.
Yeah.
Now, Ragtime it just opened last night.
Yeah. Opening night
and look at
night.
You, you're both here. What's True, are you directing or what's your role?
No, so actually I play Colehouse Walker Jr. He is, I would say he's one of the lead characters. He's on a journey to kind of find a better life for himself. On the way, kind of finds out some news about his relationship with Sarah, who Amanda plays. And by the end of the show, basically what he's trying to achieve is justice in his life. And I guess he ultimately kind of finds that. But it's a great role to play. I mean, he kind of falls into fatherhood rather abruptly and is trying to discover what that life is like.
Now, you know? Ragtime, it opened at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center, which is in Baden. It's not right. It's not too far away.
Yeah, it's right near Baden.
Yeah, if you go up State Route 65 along the Allegheny River, past the Live Worship Shop side of Bellevue and keep going. It'll be on the left. It's not, it's really not that far away. I'd say if you ever drive from Pittsburgh to Monroeville, Pittsburgh to where the school is about the same distance. It's just not as commonly driven.
Right.
The Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center and the musical runs. It opened last night with shows today and tomorrow. And then next week, the same thing, Friday night, and then shows the 23rd and 24th. You've got a number here that you've brought. Do you need to set up the scene at all, or tell us what's going on?
Sure. So Colehouse and Sarah are on a picnic date, and basically Colehouse is promising to take care of her and their son.
Okay. Well, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Here, our pleasure to present from Lincoln Park Performing Arts High School. We have Amanda Gross and True Verrett Fleming with orchestra.
His face, I hear his heartbeat. I look in those eyes, how wise they seem. Well, when he is old enough, I will show him America, and he will ride on the wheels of a dream. We'll go down south. See your people.
See my folk.
Won't they take to him?
They'll take to
like
him.
Like cats to cream. Then we'll travel on from there.
California or who knows where.
And
we will ride on the wheel. Of a dream.
Yes, the wheels are turning for us, girl, and the times are starting to roll. Any man can get where he wants to if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see Justice Sarah and plenty of men who will stand up and give us our due. Oh, Sarah, it's more than promises. Sarah,
It must be true, a country that lets a man like me own a car, raise a child, build a life with you, with you.
With you.
Beyond that road, beyond this lifetime, that car full of hope will always gleam with the promise of happiness and the freedom he'll live to know. He'll travel with head held high, just as far as his heart can go. He will rise, our sun will ride on the wheels of a dream.
Beautiful song, beautifully done.
Thank you.
By True and Amanda. That sounds like that could be the name of the next big duo, True and Amanda. True Verrett Fleming and Amanda Gross. And the play opened last night, and then it continues to run this weekend and then next weekend. What's the best way to get seats?
I think it's the link online is lincolnparkarts.org, I believe.
That easy enough. So look for Lincoln Park Performing Arts. And we've linked to it too, but if that's all you need to do is Google it, Lincoln Park Performing Arts, and you can get information about the production and support great musical theater for high school kids. I hope you'll both keep in touch. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may have neglected to ask you?
No, not at all.
Can I do a shout out?
Of course.
I'd like to shout out to my best friend, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
I know he's not awake right now, but he did one for me last time he was here. So I just want to.
Well, that's good. Is Nick a performer as well?
Yeah, he's in Ragtime with us. He plays one of the leads, younger brother.
Why isn't Nick awake? Should we call
him? Oh my god, no, he will not answer it. But he's my best friend and one of the most talented people I know.
So. Oh yeah.
Hi Nick. Any shout outs for you, True?
Honestly, I just want to give a shout out to the entire cast and crew and staff at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center. I mean, to come in as a professional and to be able to work with the students and their staff has been amazing. So thank you guys for that.
Excellent. Good luck with the rest of the run.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here the day after opening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.